He's having a ball. And, you know, they asked me to get on the mic. And they asked me, can I kick it? Words. Can I kick it?
Yo guys, what's going on? Welcome back to the CW Clinic. My name is Chris. I'm your host. Today I'm going to talk about how to interview like a boss. Here's the thing, all right? I have a little bit of experience when it comes to this. And when I say a little bit, I mean hundreds of interviews, probably thousands at this point, but I didn't count, so I don't actually know. So I'm going to give you some really good perspective here. All I ask of you, since I am trying to add value to your life, is to add some to mine. One hand washes the other. If you're around anybody that is struggling to interview people, send this show directly to them. If anyone on your social media platforms is struggling to interview people, post this on your social medias and definitely drop a review. That's all I ask of you guys, because we're here 5 years in, trying to add value, trying to give back, and trying to help you guys. All I ask is for a little bit of help getting this message out there. So let's talk about how to interview like a boss. Number one, how to interview like a boss all starts with your job listing. Your job listing has to be direct. It has to be straight to the point. There can't be like all sorts of fluff in the job listing. You got to be really direct on who you're looking for, what you're looking for, and when you're looking for it. Straight to the point. In one of the biggest direct, straight to the point things I see, and I have done incorrectly, but what I see done wrong almost all the time, is you have to have the proper title for the person you're looking for. So if you put the wrong title in the job description, the chances are you're not going to speak to the right people that you're looking for that job, because of a really low-hanging piece of fruit, which is the improper title. So if you can be straight to the point, direct, and have the right title in your job listing, the chances are you're going to speak to the right person and get that right person in front of you. Number two, have a strong call to action on your job listing. Well, what do I mean, call to action? For instance, a 60-second video and resume sent here. So you have your job listing, blah, 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 blah. At the end, if you're interested in this job, send a 60-second video and your resume to john@johnsmith.com. Now, what you have done is you have given your first set of direction to potential applicants. So let's say someone sends the resume and not the video. Whatever their excuse might be, they didn't follow directions. If someone can't follow directions from a job listing, they're not going to be able to follow directions working for you. So don't waste your time if you have a call to action and someone can't follow it, because what you're going to do is just create a problem for yourself, waste your time, energy, and money by speaking with someone who is not coachable and will not work well in your organization if you need them to perform, even at a entry level. Number three, have your team interview that person. Let's say they've made it, right? They did everything right. Have your team do an interview. Whether it's the first interview or the second interview or the third interview, it doesn't matter. What matters is your team that you currently work with has the opportunity to interview this person. And why would you do that? Well, twofold. You trust your team or want to show them that you trust them, but you're showing them that you believe in their decision making, and you're giving them the opportunity to see if your team actually wants to work with that person. And that's key. If you're anything like me, teamwork is one of your core values in your companies, and it's really important that your team can work together. So having your team interview an applicant can cut a lot of time out of of your interview and hiring process, because if they want to work with the person, they might be a good fit. If they don't want to work with the person, they're definitely not going to be a good fit. So a pro tip is have your team ask the applicant about the company core values. Let your team see how this person responds to questions regarding your company core values, which are arguably some of the most important things within your company. Number four, if you're involved in the hiring process as the owner, which many of you watching likely are, take that person out to lunch if they're local. Why do I say take that person out to lunch if they're local? Because you're going to put them in an environment that they should be comfortable in, but also will be uncomfortable because they're in public with someone who might be hiring them and they should be on their best behavior. Here's the thing, right? They're trying to sell you that you should hire them and you're trying to sell them that they should work for your company. So this is what you do when you take them out to lunch. Watch them, watch their interactions with maybe your team, the restaurant employees, the server, the host, the greeters, everything. Observe them. Watch their patterns. Watch their eating. Watch how they interact with people. Do they use manners? Do they say please, thank you? Do they treat the employees like they're servants for them? Do they show appreciation? Are they good humans? Do they interact well? Because if they're kind and they interact well and they're good people, the chances of them being able to interact on your team is very high, and that type of person will likely be a good fit for your team and your culture. But if they're not any of that, they're definitely not going to be a good fit on your team, in your culture, or in your company. All right, guys, that's how you interview like a boss. It starts with the job listing and it ends with watching their interactions with other humans. If you guys found any value in this, please send it to a friend, put it on your socials, tag me, and drop a review. Help me out. I helped you out. My intention here is to add value to your life. So let's do a reciprocal action, and I'll catch you next time.
Yes, can I kick it?
Yes, you can.
Well, I'm born.
Born, then.
Can I kick it to my tribe that flows in layers? Right now, Fife is a point sayer. At times, I'm a studio conveyor. Mr. Dinkins, would you please be my mayor? You'll be doing us a really big favor. Boy, this track really has a lot of flavor. When it comes to rhythms, Quest is your savior. Follow us for the funky behavior. Make a note on the rhythm we gave you. Feel free, drop your pants, yank your hair. Do you like the garments that we wear? I instruct you to be the obeyer. A rhythm recipe that you'll savor. Doesn't matter if you're minor or major. Yes, the tribe of the game with a player.